guys had a lot of success when we were throwing these shorter passes and these quick reads and all stuff. Have teams started playing you differently this year? Because I don't see a lot of those happening this year.
You know, some teams do. You know, last week we threw quite a few to Javon and some quick slants. And if teams were playing soft outside, if we can get them, you know, beat them deep a couple times, sometimes they soften up. But that's just the flow of a game type call. And when it comes in from the sideline, you know, that's where the coaches are seeing them playing soft and giving us the easy completions. So we try to take them. But, you know, it's one of those things. Some teams try to take that away to force us to go deep. And if we have success going deep, then opens them back up.
Jake, well, this is only a regular season game. Does this have a little bit of a playoff feel to you because both teams have played so well this season?
Yeah, you know, anytime you have an undefeated team coming to your place and, you know, we're at 5-1, you know, it's a big game. And it sends a statement and doesn't mean you're, going to win the Super Bowl by any means, but it just sends a statement to everybody that, you know, you can beat the good ones too. So it's a big game for us. We know, you know, offensively we've got to pick it up. Our defense has a big challenge, and special teams will play well, I hope. I think they're going to go out there and play well, and if we do all that, you know, hopefully we have a chance to win. You have to ask Peyton that. You know, he's well practiced in it, so I don't think it really bothers him. It's more just the guys that have to know what they're getting to. But when we have checks, we usually have done them so much during the week that everyone on the offense knows what look you're looking for. So when they see a guy over here or a certain defense or a certain look, they know the check's coming. So they probably know it before I even say it or yell it. So they're all on the same page. It's really not that big a problem. You know, you know, Matt's a great player. I think I've been lucky to have him protecting my backside. He doesn't get a whole lot of respect around the league. I think he's one of the best left tackles in the league. And, you know, to lose him is tough, but you can't think about it. I got to know that the guy coming in is going to do a good job. And, you know, Eric came in and played hard last week when he had to come in without, you know, knowing he was going to be thrown into there. So, you know, Eric gets out there, I got to have faith in that he's going to get the job done. And that's how you got to go about it. You know, it just depends game to game. I mean, they've done some good things against the pass defense, and I think we know where they rank versus the run, so they're going to probably try to stop the run and make us throw the ball. And when you get a chance to do that, you know, you got the guys outside to make the plays. You know, hopefully you can produce outside throwing the ball, but whatever the game, whatever course it takes, you know, we just got to move the ball and stay on the field as much as we can. I'm never surprised by anything around here, so just keep playing ball. That's all I'm going to do.
Does it bother you, considering your record?
It can't bother me. If it bothered me, then I wouldn't be able to withstand much pressure ever, and I've been through quite a bit. So let's go out and play ball, get the guys to rally and work hard and go out there and play. And I can't control what, you know, Mr. Jones outside of this building says. I can't go put words in his mouth, so whatever the speculation is or rumors, I'm a guy back there right now. I got to go out and play hard and keep trying to win.